Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. If you like chilly weather, this forecast is right up your alley. Sunshine and still very cool today. I think the high temperature falls just shy of the 50-degree mark. Pretty cold for December. Winds out of the northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, quite cold. Overnight low temperature by dawn down to 28. Tomorrow, mid-50s with plenty of sunshine. Then upper 50s Friday, partly sunny. Rain begins late Friday night. Then periods of rain and a cold rain it is. On Saturday and Saturday night, high temperature around 50. That'll affect a lot of outdoor events and the risk of more showers Sunday. A breezy, chilly day with a high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Friends and family of a teenager hit and killed while running from gunshots held a prayer walk Tuesday afternoon. They sang songs, shared memories, and expressed love they had for the teen. Montgomery police have charged Daniel Harris with leaving the scene of the accident. Montgomery police have arrested 34-year-old Brandon Deshaun Peterson in connection to a shooting in the 4600 block of Virginia Loop Road Tuesday afternoon. Police tell us the victim is listed in stable condition. And new Montgomery Public School Board members were sworn in last night. Claire Wheel was voted president of the board. Claudia Mitchell was voted vice president. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says new board members will begin training with the School Board Association soon. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The stock market taking a massive hit.
The Dow suffering its fourth largest point loss in history.
Prompted by confusion over the U.S. trade wars with China.
Thousands are visiting Capitol Hill to pay their respects to President George H.W. Bush.
It is going to be cold all across the country.
Temperatures are forecasted to drop below freezing in portions of all 50 states.
New accusations of hacking during the 2018 elections. This time it's the House Republicans Campaign Organization, which claims thousands of emails from four senior aides were exposed.
Big football news. Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer will step down after the Rose Bowl.
The Russia investigation is far from over. Bob Mueller says General Michael Flynn provided such significant cooperation, he should serve no prison time.
A 9-year-old in Colorado gets one town to lift its snowball fight ban.
Dane Best presented his arguments at a town board meeting last night.
Who's going to be the first target?
My brother.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Time 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on the Wednesday, 272-9228. First time caller, since we have Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. That's a deal. By the way, they have the Porterhouse Premium on sale. Joey, $9.99 a pound.
Nice, okay.
For the premium, and for the Porterhouse Premium. And what I get them to do is cut it a little thick for me.
Yeah.
And then you kind of get a bigger little filet piece out there, the nice piece on there. So take advantage of that, guys. It's really good deals. They have spiral ham is back in the on the list. And I'll see what their weekends. They're now running weekend specials that are there. They also have a prime beef brisket. Now, I've never done beef brisket before, but I understand if you don't do it right, it can be very tough. They've got the $14.99 a pound rack of lamb. That's $5 off. It's normally $20. It's $14.99. They have the tuna steak for $4.99. That's $3 off. That's normally $8. So take advantage of that if you're an asparagus person, which I'm not. Then they've got asparagus on sale. Green asparagus, $3.99 a pound. Go by and see them. Tell them you're Dan Morris Show listener. Ooh, Fresh Market lemon chicken orzo soup. That looks good. They've got some. Every time I go in there, I find something new that they've that they're doing. Okay, let's pick back up with this. We're up to Election Day here, and don't forget about Southern Home and Gardens. They have 30% off live trees today and 50% off artificial trees, but that's an ongoing type thing. Okay, let's pick back up with it, Joey Son.
Yes, on Election Day in 2016, Michael Flynn, the defendant, published an op-ed for the Turkey Project that called for the removal of a cleric residing in the United States, whom the president of Turkey blamed for the failed coup in that country. The cleric's responsibility for the coup attempt was a subject of great debate, and the defendant's op-ed about the cleric's role was valuable to the Republic of Turkey's efforts to shape public opinion. The defendant falsely represented in his foreign agent registration of filings that the op-ed was written at his own initiative, as opposed to for the Turkey Project and the Republic of Turkey, and thus again deprived the public of the very transparency the Foreign Agents Registration Act was designed to ensure. The defendant's false statements impeded the ability of the public to learn about the Republic of Turkey's efforts to influence public opinion about the failed coup, including its efforts to effectuate the removal of a person legally residing in the United States.
Okay, now that was a boneheaded decision there, but it had nothing to do with Trump and Trump campaign.
Right.
He was just a part of it, and he was collecting $598,000 for writing an article. And I guess it would have some weight that he was with the Trump campaign. But 84 says he does a marvelous brisket. You're going to have to teach me how to do that, 84. Keep going.
Now we're at Section 2, History and Characteristics of the Defendant. The defendant's history, again, the defendant is Michael Flynn. The defendant's history and characteristics present mitigating and aggravating circumstances, as detailed by the pre-sentence investigation report, or otherwise known as the PSR. The defendant's military and public service are exemplary. He served in the military for over 33 years, including 5 years of combat duty, led the Defense Intelligence Agency, and retired as a 3-star lieutenant general. The defendant's record of military and public service distinguish him from every other person who has been charged as part of the special counsel's office investigation. However, senior government leaders should be held to the highest standards. The defendant's extensive government service should have made him particularly aware of the harm caused by providing false information to the government, as well as the rules governing work performed on the behalf of a foreign government.
Uh-oh.
The defendant deserves credit for accepting responsibility in a timely fashion and substantially assisting the government. As described in the addendum, shortly after the special counsel reached out to the defendant to seek his cooperation, the defendant accepted responsibility for his unlawful conduct and began cooperating with the government. And so in conclusion, for the foregoing reasons, as well as those contained in the government's addendum and motion for downward departure, the government submits that a sentence Should I read this over the... A sentence at the low end of the advisory guideline range is appropriate and warranted. Just the way this is written is, my God, it's mind-numbing. Ah. All right.
But it is also, you can get the El Toro poo-poo kind of touch of it, too.
Yes, oh, of course.
And, I mean, unless you kind of knew what the timeline was, you didn't realize that those things that Flynn was doing that he was talking about had nothing to do with the Trump operation.
Some of his own interests.
Yeah. He was doing it for himself. He didn't. So, Flynn has a propensity to not tell all the honest truth. So I think what they did is they basically had him, and then they tried to get some linkage of Flynn talking about Jeff Sessions, George Papadopoulos, and other people that were there. But they could never connect the dots to something that was, quote, illegal. Okay, now we're going to get to the next piece, the addendum to the government. Now, this is the highly redacted document. So when Joey gets to that part, he's going to say redacted, about how long that redaction is, and then pick up at the next part.
This addendum to the government's memorandum in aid of sentencing describes the significance and usefulness of defendant Michael T. Flynn's assistance to the government and the timeliness of that assistance. As described herein, the defendant's assistance to the government was substantial and merits consideration at sentencing. Section 1, significance and usefulness of the defendant's assistance. The defendant has assisted with several ongoing investigations. A criminal investigation, redacted, which is about one line's length, a clause's length. So we know it's a criminal investigation. We don't know what criminal investigation. The special counsel's office's investigation concerning any links or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald J. Trump, comma, redaction.
A line long.
A line and
a little more.
And a fourth long or so. Essentially, we know that Flynn has assisted with a criminal investigation. We don't know the specifics of that criminal investigation. He's assisted with what has been in the press for 2 years now, the so-called collusion question, and then something else that we don't even know what it is because it's all redacted. As part of his assistance with these investigations, the defendant participated in 19 interviews with the special counsel or attorneys from the Department of Justice offices, provided documents and communications, redacted, which is only about a third of a line long.
Maybe four words?
Yeah. While this addendum seeks to provide a comprehensive description of the benefit the government has thus far obtained from the defendant's substantial assistance, some of that benefit may not be fully realized at this time, because the investigations in which he has provided assistance are ongoing. The defendant and the government agree that sentencing at this time is nonetheless appropriate because sufficient information is available to allow the court to determine the import of the defendant's assistance to his sentencing.
Okay, now a couple of points I want to go back to. He met with them 19 times. 19
yes.
times. 70 hours worth. That's a lot. Keep going.
So we're still in Section 1. This is Subsection A. And it's redacted criminal investigation.
And it's a title.
Yes. The title.
Criminal investigation.
Yeah, the title is redacted. So the blanking criminal investigation.
But that implies to me, so it is the Cohen criminal investigation, it's the Manafort criminal investigation, it's the Gates criminal investigation, it is the Russians who hacked investigation.
Right, and after that title is redacted, the defendant has provided substantial assistance in a criminal investigation.
And now we get to the big boy redaction.
A whole 1, 2, 3 paragraphs going on to the next page here are all redacted, just black bars. It's like there must be nudie photos under here or something. So now we're at subsection B. This is the highly titled one, the special counsel's office's investigation. The defendant has also assisted with the special counsel investigation concerning links or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the Trump campaign. The defendant assisted the special counsel investigation on a range of issues, including interactions between individuals in the presidential transition team and Russia, comma, redacted. And it's about a whole line plus some.
Okay, so let's hit that again. Including interactions between individuals and the presidential transition team in Russia, comma, blank.
Blank. Which, so I'm assuming because it's a comma, there are maybe three other items that he's assisted on.
Russia is marked in there, but the redaction is telling us what other things other than Russia had communications with the transition team. So in other words, as National Security Advisor, could he have been saying in that redaction, it could be Germany, for example, or it could be France, or it could be Saudi Arabia.
Or it could also be other American individuals who interacted with Russia who weren't part of the president's transition team.
Interesting, yes. I think, though, because of the way they did it, is that the Russia comma is other things like Russia. You normally, when you're doing a comma, it's one of the things is like the other.
Right.
One of these things is like the other. Okay, keep going, my friend.
A non-exhaustive summary of the relevant information the defendant provided is described below to aid the court's assessment of the defendant's assistance. Interactions between the transition team and Russia. The defendant provided firsthand information about the content and context of interactions between the transition team and Russian government officials. For example, after the election, the defendant communicated with the Russian ambassador to the United States as a representative of the transition team on two sensitive matters: a United Nations Security Council vote on a resolution calling for Israel to cease settlement activities in Palestinian territory, and the Obama administration's imposition of sanctions and other measures on Russia for interfering in the 2016 election. Several senior members of the transition team publicly repeated false information conveyed to them by the defendant about communications between him and the Russian ambassador regarding the sanctions. Period. Then it looks like there's a sentence or two completely redacted after that.
You remember that was the, that could be the Pence-Flynn conversation where he told Pence, no, I did not do that.
Right.
When he did do that, and then Pence went out and said, Flynn told me directly. So again, that's not a crime. There's nothing within the Trump operation. That's a Flynn problem.
Well, and it seems this little memo and addendum seems to confirm that Pence is telling the truth, and the special counsel believe Pence is telling the truth, that I just went with what Flynn said.
Right.
It's not like there was lying about the lying.
Right.
And then the addendum here goes on to say the defendant also provided useful information concerning a whole paragraph redacted. Oh, three paragraphs going on to the next page, all black bars. So he provided useful information concerning none of your business, apparently.
But that could be Manafort.
Yeah.
That could be Cohen. That could be Papadopoulos.
This gets us to section two, after all the redactions, timeliness of the defendant's assistance. The usefulness of the defendant's assistance is connected to its timeliness. The defendant began providing information to the government not long after the government first sought his cooperation. His early cooperation was particularly valuable because he was one of the few people with long-term and first-hand insight regarding events and issues under investigation by the special counsel's office. Additionally, the defendant's decision to plead guilty and cooperate likely affected the decisions of the related first-hand witnesses to be forthcoming with the special counsel and cooperate. Redacted. Another sentence or
and something. And cooperate with, like, another investigation. Is that the way you're reading that? Basically, two and a third lines.
Well, I think it's for what they're saying there is other first-hand witnesses, it made them be forthcoming, not only just tell the truth in the first place, but also cooperate in a more
like Papadopoulos,
yeah.
Like Gates,
yeah,
which were the two that did cooperate after Flynn had folded. Okay, let's do this. Let's go to a break. Reload this. We wanted you guys to get it on a first-hand basis. Dan Marshall will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a five-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
My brother sent me a thing from the Floyd Talent from my senior year. Really interesting. Appreciate my brother doing that for me. Got the Who's Who from Floyd senior class. Jack Campbell's in there, by the way. Jack didn't even recognize himself. Actually, I probably couldn't recognize myself, so saw my name in there, 272-9228. Before we kind of get into this other things, we'll remind you that Jack Ingram's Signature Used Car sponsor this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Go by and see Tip Tames, David Ingram, Lynn, Eric, Danielle. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener, how much you appreciate them. Because buying a used car could be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Let's go to the Stossel, not the Kim Stossel, part cut one. We're not going to do the isolated because I think we ran out of time here. So here's Kim Stossel, who is a contributor, particularly to Fox Nation. Now, she's got a thing called Deep Dive that's kind of interesting. I'm hopefully going to be able to pull some things off of that for you guys. But She's going to be talking about Mueller, Flynn, and the recommendation.
Breaking overnight, special counsel Robert Mueller recommending zero jail time for Michael Flynn, claiming the former Trump advisor is providing substantial help to the feds.
But our next guest argues after more than 18 months, it's hard to believe there's anything new out there for Mueller's probe. So what does this all mean for the investigation moving forward?
And so this broke around 5-6 o'clock yesterday. Yeah. We're looking at the 7 pages. A lot of it is like this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get from this? Because the Trump haters say, aha, what did he give up? Because very cooperative.
Yeah.
And then the Trump supporters say he gave up nothing.
Well, they're all salivating over the redactions it just pointed to. But if you look through them closely, it's pretty clear that he helped with a number of investigations, but it didn't seem he gave up anything on the question of Trump and collusion. In fact, there's a direct reference to his help in a criminal investigation, but we've been told that so far Mueller hasn't found anything criminal on that front.
So what do you make of this? No prison time, and if you read it, they're praising his military service.
Well, that's only just, by the way, too. First of all, I mean, it's sort of unfortunate that this guy got swept up in
It would have been a great special counsel probe anyway.
But, you know, even Comey's own agents, including Peter Strzok, came back and said that they didn't think that he had lied. Now, the Turkey thing is a little bit different. But on the question of his interactions with the Russian ambassador, I think there's still a lot of question of whether he did lie or whether he just caught this plea to help out his son.
Yeah, I think he lied because he did things improperly, particularly the filing of the Foreign Agents Act. I mean, that was just a total mess up. So we'll have to see where he goes with that. News 793.1, need to pick up this bottom of the hour break. We're going to catch up with the second part of this Kim Stossel story, plus a whole lot more.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
During this special time of year, we should all take a moment and count our blessings. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we understand it's you, our loyal customers, who have helped make us so successful over the years. To the Mr. Electric team, the safety of your home and family are more than just a job. It's a passion we share. Our dedication to providing quality workmanship and total customer satisfaction is always a priority. From everyone at Mr. Electric, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks for your business over the past year and wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. And remember, when you have an electrical problem, don't take chances. Give us a call and...
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. A farewell fit for a president. Life and legacy of George W. Bush celebrated at Washington's National Cathedral. Former President George W. Bush eulogizing his father.
To his very last days, Dad's life was instructive. As he aged, he taught us how to grow with dignity, humor, and kindness. And when the good Lord finally called, how to meet him with courage and with the joy of the promise of what lies ahead.
The 41st president will be laid to rest tomorrow at his library in Texas. Some residents of a Northern California town leveled by a wildfire are finally allowed to return home. The fire that broke out nearly a month ago destroyed about 14,000 homes in Paradise and killed at least 85 people. It's the deadliest and most destructive wildfire in California's history. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you like chilly weather, this forecast is right up your alley. Sunshine and still very cool today. I think the high temperature falls just shy of the 50-degree mark. Pretty cold for December. Winds out of the northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, quite cold. Overnight, low temperature by dawn down to 28. Tomorrow, mid-50s with plenty of sunshine. Then upper 50s Friday, partly sunny. Rain begins late Friday night. Then periods of rain and a cold rain it is. On Saturday and Saturday night, high temperature around 50. That'll affect a lot of outdoor events and the risk of more showers Sunday. A breezy, chilly day with a high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Coming around the bend for the final 30 minutes of the Dan Morris Show. You're going to get your shots in. You know what you need to do? You need to call. Let's finish up with Kim Stossel and what they did to Flynn.
If you collude, you don't get zero jail time. That's pretty clear.
Right.
But you say the real crime is the leaking of his conversation with the ambassador and the unmasking that was going on by the Obama administration. Where's that?
Well, that's what's frustrating is we keep hearing that special counsels, well, they're just got to follow all these different crimes as they come across them. This has been the excuse. This is why he supposedly went after, you know, Manafort, Cohen, all these people that have nothing to do with collusion. Well, the very first crime that ever happened here, and so far as I know, the only crime related to Russia collusion was the leaking of Michael Flynn's name, which was a complete felony. And, you know, you talk to people like Devin Nunes, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, he'll say that was the worst leak he had ever seen in the history of the government in terms of the amount of information it gave to our adversaries about our collection methods.
Let me just clarify this. Tell me if I have this right. What you're saying is that Kislyak, we're tapping his phones, and he knows it.
Now,
so if Kislyak talks to Flynn, and Flynn's on the other side. Flynn's an American. Mm-hmm. We should not have that name unmasked, correct?
Well, right.
And how does the Washington Post get it?
Yeah, well, there's two aspects. There's what the Obama administration was doing with the unmasking, which is there's some ugly things going on there. We still don't have all the answers to those questions. But then someone leaked the name. And that's just a flat-out felony, punishable up to 10 years in jail. And again, there seems to be no interest in the special counsel's office as to that crime and how Flynn's name got out there in the first place. Half an hour.
So she's right with that.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it this particular way where I'm going Catherine Herridge to Stossel. And now we're going to move over to the to CBS story talking about Flynn. And you know, if you're a pointy-head liberal media, this is the end of the world, particularly if you're Joe Scarborough this morning. But we're going to get into listening to Meadows and Jordan. I guess I could pull up the Democrat guy talking about it. He was pretty bizarre. So let's listen in to the Flynn story, CBS style.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is recommending no jail time for President Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. In court papers, Mueller cited Flynn's, quote, substantial assistance with the Russia investigation after he admitted lying to the FBI. Weisha Zhang is at the White House with the significance of Flynn to Mueller's case.
Last December, Michael Flynn became the first high-ranking Trump advisor to agree to formally cooperate in the Special Counsel's Russia probe. And even though Robert Mueller's court filing is highly redacted, it highlights the massive scope of information Flynn has offered investigators. Prosecutors say former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has been instrumental to the special counsel's investigation, participating in 19 interviews and providing documents and communications concerning links between the Russian government and the Trump campaign.
Lock her up, lock her up.
An early supporter of Mr. Trump. Flynn admitted last December to lying to the FBI about passing messages between the incoming administration and Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak in December 2016.
They admitted to lying, and that's true, but again, listen to how the different, there's a big difference of how they're covering this. You can see a real big difference if we get to the Swalwell part of this thing. Let's play the second portion of this, my friend.
Flynn was forced out as national security advisor after he lied to Vice President Pence about those communications, who at the time defended Flynn on Face the Nation.
What I can confirm, having spoken to him about it, is that those conversations that happened to occur around the time that the United States took action to expel diplomats had nothing whatsoever to do with those sanctions.
The witch hunt, as I call it, should never have taken place.
The White House has been calling for the Mueller probe to wrap up as quickly as possible, but the heavy redactions indicate Mueller could be far from finished.
Mueller is very much remains on the job, his sleeves rolled up.
Harry Littman is a former U.S. attorney and deputy assistant attorney general under President Clinton.
Flynn is in an ideal position to sort of explain to Mueller what were the stakes within the White House that made it so important from Trump's own personal viewpoint to try to smother the investigation.
And there's more to come this week from the special counsel's office. By Friday, we expect Mueller's team to also file memos revealing new details about former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and the president's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen.
You're going to hear Meadows and Jordan talking about the subject in just a little bit. Let's do this. Let's go to, and this is a stop and go. Let's go to and do the drawing for the Fresh Market.
Oh, yes, the Fresh Market $50 gift card. OB.
OB, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up, my friend, for your Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. So let's jump in here to Meadows and Jordan talking with Flynn, or we're talking to Hannity about this whole thing, and it's going to alternate in between them. Let's listen in.
Jim, I'll start with you tonight.
Sure.
And so this is what we get.
Yep.
A man's life ruined. All of these other people have committed crimes that we know of. The information obtained on General Flynn was obtained illegally.
Yep.
Okay. They put his family through hell. He has to sell his house. They threaten his family or he falls on the sword and signs something he knows is not true so they don't go after his family. Is that justice in America?
No, it's not. And your monologue was right on target, Sean. Remember, James Comey, director of the FBI, fired. Deputy Director McCabe lied three times under oath, fired. Chief counsel at the FBI, Jim Baker, demoted, then left. FBI counsel Lisa Page, demoted, then left. And deputy head of counterintelligence, Peter Strzok, demoted, then fired. But even those five people thought Mike Flynn didn't lie when he was interviewed by the FBI. Only Bob Mueller did, and now this is what happened. So we got to keep this in context. The top people at the FBI, all demoted, left, or fired, who launched and ran the Clinton investigation, launched and ran the Russian investigation, put the fake dossier in front of the FISA court to get a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign, even they didn't think Mike Flynn lied when he was being interviewed by the FBI. And now Bob Mueller is saying he should get the most lenient sentence possible, but they still have the information he gave him. We'll find out what that is when we get the unredacted version of what Catherine was referring to tonight.
So that was Jordan talking. Now Meadows, who's in charge of the Freedom Caucus, he's going to weigh in on this. And again, these guys are a little more direct on here. Go ahead.
I'm looking seriously, Mark Meadows, through all of this here. And what they're saying here, days prior to the FBI's interview of the defendant, Washington Post published a story alleging he had spoken with Russia's ambassador to the United States on December 29th. Wouldn't it be a normal process for an incoming director such as General Flynn to have conversations with his soon-to-be counterparts about important issues, even a change of policy that might be coming or different points of view that they may have, considering we have diametrically opposed views between Obama and President Trump?
Well, it would be a natural occurrence. And I can tell you there are Democrats and Republicans on the Hill that probably have had a lot more conversations with the Russian ambassador than Mike Flynn ever thought about having. And yet here we are tonight looking at a three-star general being held guilty for missing a date and perhaps not recalling something. But here's the other thing that we've got to remember, Sean, is this. I've looked at this report, and yes, everybody's going to focus on what has been redacted. But let's look at what's not in there. There is no suggestion that Michael Flynn had anything to do with collusion. He was with the transition team. He was part of the campaign, and yet there's no mention of collusion. I think it's good news for President Trump tonight that this is what has come down to, even though they said he substantially cooperated. I think he substantially cooperated to say that there was no collusion, and we can look at it with that in mind.
Now, Meadows may be a little bit more optimistic than he should be here. I see what he's saying. It didn't talk about any collusion, but I'm not sure that he would talk about collusion, and you don't know what's within the redacted portions of this. So we're going to go back to Jordan, and Jordan's going to kind of weigh back into it of all the other people that we need to talk to here.
Well, let me look, Jim Jordan, I'll read to you. The Post queried whether the defendant's actions violated the Logan Act. The Logan Act is 18 U.S.C. 953. Yeah. It's old, but a rarely invoked federal statute prohibiting unauthorized private diplomacy with foreign nations. I think maybe, what, 5 or 6 times it's been used, and most instances the people get off innocent. So this is what they're suggesting in this, and that... He was speaking, you know, as part of the president's incoming team, transition team, that they had spoken to the defendant, that he denied speaking to the Russian ambassador about sanctions, which the president had already said publicly, if I'm not mistaken, that in fact, there's no, you know, that's probably going to be what our policy is. That's it? This is what this is about?
No, I know. And it, when you look at the larger framework, of course, first of all, he's a national security advisor. Of course, he's going to be talking to foreign dignitaries. That's going to be, and he's going to be doing that in the transition. And you're exactly right what the president said earlier. But I keep trying to bring this back into a context. The guy we need to talk to, Sean, while the left is making all kinds of hay about this story tonight about Mr. Flynn, the guy we need to be talking to is Rod Rosenstein. It has been 10 and a half weeks since it was reported that he talked to subordinates about wearing a wire and invoking the 25th Amendment. And Mark and I and other members of Congress have yet to be able to ask him one single question since that became public. That needs to happen in the next 26 days before Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House. That's what I'm focused on. This is news tonight. I get it. And we've walked through this. But that's the real thing we have to focus on in the last few weeks of this Congress.
And here we go. We're back to Rosenstein. And this is what's so troublesome to me. It seems that nothing can get started because all the roads go back to Rosenstein. And I hope he's a white hat. I hope he's a white hat. But, yeah, he's the guy who picked Mueller. He's the guy who's not showing up. He's the guy who allegedly said The Wire. He told Trump he didn't say that McCabe made that up. And if that's the case, that's great. But let's get this damn thing moving here, boys and girls. Let's keep going with Meadows harping in on this.
Let me go back to Mark Meadows. Congressman, if you go back to the House Intelligence Committee report, Comey testified that FBI agents saw no physical indications of deception. Now, that includes McCabe, that includes Comey, and that includes Peter Strzok, of all people that interviewed him. They didn't think he lied. And, you know, and this sends a very bad message to everybody, and that is, boy, you better never talk to the FBI, even though you might be inclined because you have, I grew up with reverence for this great institution. You better never, unless you're a Democrat, then you can say anything you want. But then you're covered. That's what I take out of it.
Well, I think here's the, it's not just in the House intel. Jim and I have been part of testimony and briefings and questioning where that was reiterated not once, not twice, but three different times that they didn't believe that Mike Flynn lied. So here's what we've got. We've got a situation where we're a year and a half into this investigation. It started back in May of 2017, and here we are in December. If this is the best we've got coming out of Mueller's investigation, it is time that he writes the report, closes it out, and let the American people focus on what is important to them, which is really about making sure they keep their jobs and the economy and what the president has been delivering on. So it's time for Mueller to bring it to a close. Hopefully this is the beginning of the end, but it can come none too soon for most Americans.
Meadows is kind of getting in there. I like that. He's starting to mix things up. And we know about Jim Jordan, the former wrestler coach. He definitely likes to mix things up. Let me do this so we have plenty of leadway here. Let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
(laughs) 272-9228. Don't forget 30% off Southern Home and Garden live trees. 50% off on the artificial trees. Can't go wrong with that, boys and girls. Cannot go wrong with that. I was just looking at the tape. We'll get back to Meadows and Jordan. Just looking at the tape of George W. Bush doing the eulogy for his dad. And he was really emotional and very moved in doing it. And I saw a little bit of a soundbite of it. That will certainly be a news factor for tonight. That will be in the story. I guarantee it. Okay, let's go back to Meadows and Jordan.
It's amazing to me, Jim, as I read through this, they're quoting the Washington Post. I'll give you one example, and then they talk again about 18 U.S.C. 953. That's the Logan Act. And subsequent to the Post, they literally quote the Washington Post and an article. Prior to the defendant's FBI interview, members of President-elect Trump's transition team, I think they might be talking about Vice President Pence, publicly stated that they had spoken to the defendant, that he denied speaking to the Russian ambassador about the sanctions. Look, I don't know what your guys' lives are like. I can tell you what my life is like. The number of conversations I have on a daily basis. If you ask me who I talked to yesterday, I will not be able to recall with any sense of certainty. Most people live busy lives. I was there. Right. I watched this. This was as busy at a time as anything else. And I'm sure there were a lot of pleasantries given back and forth. Look forward to working for you. You know, we're going to work on a lot of issues together, which would seem perfectly appropriate to me.
Yeah, look, and if they thought he said something that wasn't accurate, why not circle back with him? After all, he served our country, was a three-star general. Why not circle back with him? And as we've pointed out several times, the FBI, these key people, the same FBI who I think took something to the FISA court that they didn't check out themselves, that's those same people said, we didn't think he was misleading us at all. But if there was some kind of question, give the circle back to the general and find out instead of using it to get the information that looks like Mr. Mueller was trying to get.
John, one other thing. One other thing that we've got to realize, Jim and I have been in these interviews and testimony. There is a whole lot more that we can look at in terms of the conversations that FBI agents and previous agents have had that call into question whether they're being truthful or not than what we see with General Flynn. And this Logan Act, it's a relic of a bygone era. It was meant to design to say, we want to make sure you're speaking on behalf of a legitimate government. It's time that we look at this in a very different light.
This is the other part of that. You know, we have Comey coming up on Friday with his testimony. And these two guys are going to be on that committee that's going to be interviewing him. So this will be really interesting to watch how this plays out. Because you remember, Comey's going to come running out and saying he's going to call it the way he sees it and try to make the nightly news and the weekend news. And then they're going to send the transcript out. It'll be interesting to see what the Congress members of Congress say about the interview. Let's continue on here.
I just gave you, Mark, a list. We just laid it out for us. Cheryl right. Mills, Uma Abedin, all these people that lied before Congress. All of them. We know that they lied. Then we have Hillary Clinton. James Comey wrote this exoneration in early May with Peter Strzok. He lied and said he wasn't beginning the writing of that exoneration. That's a lie by him. By the way, he also might have issues with the Espionage Act when he leaked the information to his professor friend for the very purpose of getting it to the New York Times, so that might spark the appointment of a special counsel. He should have the same legal jeopardies. Hillary's, you know, mom and pop shop bathroom closet server, we believe at least six foreign entities hacked into it. We know it's a violation of the Espionage Act. We know that her aides emailed that very site and had email addresses from that site. I don't see any of them going through what a 33-year veteran, 5 years of combat veteran, has gone through, guy that served his country. Do you? Why is there this double standard?
Well, there is a double standard, and it means that if you're associated with the Trump team, the Trump campaign, and the Trump administration, you come under greater scrutiny than a lot of other people that have been here and playing the game here in Washington, D.C. That must come to an end. Yeah. It will come to an end. Guys like Jim and I are willing to hold them accountable, but enough with the talk. Let's get Rod Rosenstein in here and make sure that he testifies and actually tells the American people what he said or didn't say.
Okay, so we're back to Rosenstein.
I have a tape.
This whole thing bothers me on the Rosenstein thing. It seems that it all kind of stops with him. And, you know, they have, 25 days left to be Republican members of Congress in the leadership position. There better be a damn good reason that this thing got delayed and delayed and delayed. And I don't know if it's trickery among Mueller, among the IG, trying to do it because of his investigation. I just need something to happen that's going to be positive because, as Papa B said, I am so discouraged of what the Department of Justice is doing and hasn't done. It's bad what happened in 2016, but it's also bad what's not happening in 2017 and 2018. This is driving me nuts. I know it's driving you nuts also. This is the last segment of this.
I have a tape of James Comey literally saying, "Oh, I lie, you know, I've lied and McCabe lied, but you can still lie and be a good person." The exact words of James Comey.
James Comey was saying he didn't want to come testify in a closed-door session with Congress because of leaks. This is the guy who leaked the information to the New York Times to create the momentum for the special counsel. So, come on. Mark is exactly right. You're exactly right. There's two standards. One for us regular folk, a different set if you're part of the political establishment. That's what drives Americans crazy.
That's ditto to that. That's exactly what drives Americans crazy. And there's no fairness to it. It seems it's totally unfair to have where you've got people that are... Yeah, I just think that what they do is they abuse their office, basically. I mean, I think the stuff that we believe from the FISA application is absolutely right. And if you think about it, here we are with Mueller, who's wrecked all these people's lives, and that whole thing came from the FISA application, which had a false beginning to it. And Mueller's not willing to go over and say, well, in looking at this, was the real trickery, the real crime that was here, the false use of the FISA application? Because if he thinks that there's a crime, he needs to go investigate it. But no, he doesn't seem to be doing that. Maybe the Attorney General, maybe the Inspector General is doing it. But this is just absolutely incredible. And when you get Nadler in there and some of these others, nothing's going to happen. Now it's all going to shift over to the Senate, and I think the Senate is a little behind the curveball, and maybe they can take all the Nunes information and get it and sift through it and get up to speed where they can pick right back up on it. I think the Comey testimony on Friday is going to be absolutely critical. And how that's going to be handled for that weekend, which should be a fairly low news weekend, and that will be pretty dominant, along with, I think the Bush stuff will all be over by then, since he's going home today, and they bury him tomorrow, I believe. But this is really disheartening for me to watch this. Guys, again, let me kind of go through my list. Don't forget about Southern Home and Gardens. 30% off live trees today. 50% off artificial wreaths and trees all the time. You heard Russell. They've got great products. Go pick up poinsettias. They're grown here, so they are not taxed. There's no sales tax on it. Whoopee! And just see what they have. They have great decorations and great things for you. Also, Sweet Creek Farm Market. Go out and see them. Go take advantage of the things that they have. They have some Christmas fun things for you to take to parties and such. So go see them. Take care of them, because they have been really, really good to us. Joey, I want you to have a great day, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.